Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying a sunny day with mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, it's a bit cooler, but still clear. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a few clouds, yet remains warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Jared Kushner met with the Hamas chief in Egypt, aiming for Gaza's disarmament. The IDF continues its strikes. Also, Israel Hayom notes Kushner's discussions with Hamas about transforming into a political party and disarming. Also this hour, according to Maariv, President Erdogan warns of potential conflict with Israel. He states Ankara will not shy away from war if provoked. Separately, JNS highlights that Hamas has started talks in Egypt to press Jerusalem on a Gaza peace roadmap. And finally, Axios reports Kushner's next stop is Israel for talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Yoni Mikaney, a commentator, posted recently questioning the lack of UN resolutions against Hamas's use of child soldiers. Ihab Hassan, a social activist, tweeted moments ago about Israeli settlers blocking Palestinian vehicles on a road between Nablus and Ramallah. Al Arabiya English reported that several Muslim countries criticized Israel for rejecting Trump's Gaza peace plan. Let's go deeper. Starting with the meeting in Egypt, The Times of Israel reports that Jared Kushner's meeting with Hamas is part of a broader diplomatic push. His aim is to reduce military tensions in the Gaza Strip. However, Hamas insists on public assurances from Israel's leadership before disarming. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to Erdogan's statement. As Maariv covers, Turkey's president has made it clear that Ankara wants peace, but will respond to any aggression. Erdogan's words come amidst heightened tensions in the region. A potential conflict could disrupt fragile peace efforts. Meanwhile, JNS reports on Hamas-Egyptian talks. These discussions aim to enforce a peace roadmap involving both the U.S. and Israel. Following these talks, a U.S. delegation is set to arrive in Cairo. This could pave the way for a renewed peace initiative, affecting diplomatic relations across the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business highlights the approach of Rosh Hashanah. The Ministry of Agriculture has approved a quota of 400 tons of discounted honey imports just in time for the holidays. Separately, Maariv Business reports on the Israeli economy's strong recovery in the second quarter of 2026. However, challenges remain that could affect future growth. And finally, according to Tech, AI technology is revealing overlooked issues in company workflows. Zohar Eni, CEO of Port.io, notes the potential for AI to optimize systems before failures occur. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.